Folks, it's stone crab season. This is the inquisitive tongue, Nanette Weiser. And boy, am I feeling sassy when it gets to stone crab season. It started October 15th, and stone crabs are, I think, even better than lobster. They're some of Florida's most famous delicacies, and for good reason. They're flavorful. They're tender. They offer a succulent experience, and they're just delicious. So stone crab can be farmed through May 1st. Residents and tourists can do that, and they can enjoy the claws at the local restaurants. They're not cheap, but then again, nothing luxurious is. Stone crabs can't be harvested year-round because that would lead to a shortage and eventual complete stop. They actually take the one claw off and throw them back in the warm waters to regenerate, mate, grow, and trappers ensure that stone crab harvested through the rest of the year are adequate in size and available for restaurants during stone crab season. Most of it is done in Florida. Some of the different varieties can be found on the Atlantic coast. So stone crab traps are used to capture crabs until May 1st every year. They're baited with food to draw the crabs from their hiding places beneath rocks and shell pieces and encloses them until the trappers can come back to check and rebait the traps, usually within 24 to 38 hours. Fresh stone crabs are harvested and then they're returned to the warm ocean waters to regrow. So there has been, you know, a shortage in the past, and the importance of the size of stone crab claws is important because since 2020, size regulations regarding the harvesting of claws mandate that only claws measuring 2 7/8 inch are long enough to be harvested. And that accounts from the length of the tip of the immovable finger to the first joist. That leaves the young crabs to grow in peace. Thank you so much, and be tastier when it's time to get their claw. So restaurants love to do it. And how do you eat it? Well, you can eat it steamed, you can eat it cold, you can eat it warm. What I love about stone crabs is they are just, honestly, I think I like them closed. It's always good to have them with a mustard sauce. Lots of people serve them that way. And, you know, cracking them is a little bit fun as well. And I don't even know if you can actually understand that when you have some of this great Gulf shrimp, like pink shrimp from Key West, and there's all this conversation, especially during John's Pass Seafood Festival, which was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, stone crab is one of those things that you get once in a lifetime. It's like going to Washington State and eating salmon there. It tastes so much better. Or going to Alaska and eating king crab. I mean, stone crabs are a delicacy, so unique to Florida. And there's a lot of parties this weekend. The 41st annual Clearwater Beach Block Party at Frenchie's Original Cafe on Baymont Street is in the bank lot, also at Dunedin Causeway, at Frenchie's Stone Crab and Seafood Market, and also at Paradise Grill. There is wonderful, wonderful music at both. It's a really fun time. The parties start up 12 to 10, both Friday and Saturday. And Clearwater Beach, Dunedin Causeway, always fun. The actual admission is free. Food, drinks, and merchandise are for sale. And there's also a lot of parking at North Beach Park Plaza, 600 spaces, and at Frenchie's Outpost and Grill. Stone crabs are being served everywhere. So, friends, if you want to enjoy an incredible taste of old Florida, you can go to Billy's Stone Crab. You can try some of the seafood places downtown. You can try Paradise Grill. And if you really want to enjoy a lot of music in Clearwater, Saturday, October 25th, the Sunsetters, Tyson Marshall Duo, Moonshine Abbey, and Homegrown Zach Brown Tribute Band. And Saturday up in Dunedin is King Ping Duo, Eric and Eric Duo, Brian Caldwell Band, and Nuttin' Fancy, the Leonard Skinner Tribute. So if you want to try them at home, most of the local fish markets have them, Publix and other places, Fresh Market. So for the inquisitive tongue, I'm your stone crab loving sassy girl, and we'll talk to you after you've had a taste of old Florida.